This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This may be tough to swallow for some, but the data show we are on track to see the longest stretch of low food prices in America since 1960, at least outside the troughs of various recessions. Marketplace's Adam Allington reports on how low prices can still cause strains.
You may have noticed you're spending a lot less on eggs, milk, and meat these days. That's because across the country, there's an oversupply of these basic items, hurting profits for farmers.
Everybody has to make a little bit of money to keep the chain going.
Jack Baker is a cattle breeder from western Missouri. He says right now the on-the-hoof price of beef is down about 50%, which means a lot of ranchers will likely end up taking losses.
Probably it's going to be hard for people to get the cash flow to rebuy calves at a very good price.
But Phil Lempert, a food industry analyst with SupermarketGuru.com, says the current deflation could be seen as more of a price correction.
Let's not forget that probably for 3 years before it, we had the highest food prices in history.
Prices had shot way up, thanks to record droughts and a nasty outbreak of bird flu, but now production has roared back. Add to that cutthroat competition between retailers like Walmart, Aldi, and Amazon, which has driven bargain shopping to a whole new level. In Washington, I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.